It may seem a little bit confusing that I told...
It's not confusing to me at all.
It was a simple plan.
Why did you rent Mr. Stewart a room?
He needed a place to go, and I thought I needed the extra money, so I would rent him the upstairs of the townhouse.
But having her old friend stay got old.
He broke several things in the house. He then moved his girlfriend in.
Had you ever had tenants?
No, I did not.
Not easy.
Never going to do it again.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Melody Sidner is suing her former tenant, Vernon Stewart Jr., for rent, cleaning fees, and damaged property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 278 on the calendar, the matter of Sidner versus Stewart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Sidner, you know the defendant for a while, and you agreed to rent a room to him in your home. It is your claim that he damaged your property, he owes you additional rent because he had a girlfriend living with him for a while, and for cleaning fees, I assume, for his room. Mr. Stewart says he wants his television back that you have, and in retaliation for something, you, in effect, constructively evicted him by turning off his electricity. So I want to understand this house that you have. What kind of property is it?
It's a townhouse.
How many bedrooms?
Three.
Do you own it?
I do.
When did you purchase it?
In 2013.
Who lives there?
Me and my boyfriend, Michael.
Did you ever rent any rooms there before?
No.
Why did you rent Mr. Stewart a room?
I lost my job, and my children were grown and just left the house. And I was trying to sell the house and move, but it didn't sell fast enough. So Mr. Stewart came over and was helping me. He's a realtor with some questions, and we talked about it. He needed a place to go, and I thought I needed the extra money, so I would rent him the upstairs of the townhouse.
When was that?
It was in May of 2017.
How long did he stay?
4 months. He left the... August 31st.
And how much rent did he pay?
$600 a month.
Did he pay all of his rent for the 4 months that he was there?
No, he did not.
Which month did he not pay?
Actually, in the last month, when he knew I was evicting him, he said that he was going to leave as soon as possible and that he would pay weekly. So he did not pay me for the last week that he lived there.
Did you agree to accept weekly rent?
I did. I just, at that point, just wanted him to leave.
Tell me why.
He broke several things in the house. So many. I mentioned it in the suit, but he then moved his girlfriend in. He never even had a girlfriend that I was aware of, as long as I've known him, a steady girlfriend. And he met her on Plenty of Fish and moved her in with like 3 days. She'd come for a couple days the first week, and the next week she'd come for three, and then it was four, and then it was five, and then I couldn't get her to leave.
Had you ever had tenants in your townhouse before?
No, I did not.
Not easy.
No, it is not. Never going to do it again.
No, I figured. Mr. Stewart.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay for the last week's rent that you were supposed to pay?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
When was the last day you were there?
I departed on the 31st, as Ms. Sidner had said, and I paid her $150 on the
31st of what?
31st of August.
On what day did you move in?
I moved in on May 1.
Well, then you owed her the entire month of August.
That's correct. So
did you pay her $600 in August?
I paid her $150 on August 9th. I paid her $150 on August 16th. I paid her $150 on August 23rd because
Just a second. Go ahead.
It may seem a little bit confusing that I told...
It's not confusing to me at all.
Okay.
If you left on August 23rd and she agreed to accept weekly rent from you, then you had given her 3 weeks' worth of rent. But you didn't. According to you, you left August 31st and you moved in on the 1st of May, which means that you owed her $600 for the month of August and you only paid her $450. So you owe her $150 for August's rent. Yeah. Duh. You moved in on May 1st, yeah. May to June, June to July, July to August. You were there 3 full months.
Mm-hmm.
You should have paid her $1,800.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't pay her $1,800. You paid her $150 less. Okay, so we left the last of August, August 31st. Now, other than that, what does he owe you for?
For damages that were done to the house.
What did he do?
He broke the bed. It was a sleigh bed that I had bought, and he broke it. And when he broke it, the mattress and the box springs laid on the floor for 2 months, which absorbed He drinks iced tea all the time, and he's clumsy. So he'd spilled the tea, and it absorbed up into the mattress. And then there was plenty of stains on top of the box springs. I'm sorry.
Should have gotten security deposit.
I did not, Your Honor.
I said you should have gotten security
deposit. You're absolutely right.
What's next?
He also damaged the microwave, the wash machine. The wash machine was broken. It's a double one on top of the other, and the wash machine's on the bottom. And from putting his clothes in it and leaning on it, he bent the latch on it. So it leaked all over the floor. I had to fix the wash machine, and I have pictures of that.
I don't want to see pictures of it. Should have had security deposit. What's next?
And then I had the carpet. He spilled numerous things on the carpet, and the worst thing was the red wax on the carpet, which I was unable to get up.
Next.
The closet, the walk-in closet, is this 5x10. He had pulled down all the clothing rack in the closet.
Did you pull down the clothing racks in the closet?
No, Your Honor, I did not.
Can I see photographs of that? That's a malicious act if you pull down clothing racks.
So.
I can't see that. What's next?
There was damages done to a dresser. He had spilled like a fragrant air wick that goes in the plug-in.
Next.
And there are pictures of the
next.
Stains on that. That's all I have for damages.
Okay. The last part of your case is forget rent for an additional person. You didn't have a written lease with him that provided for rent for an additional person. That would be the girlfriend?
I did not, but I have text messages stating that I did not want her there.
Okay, good. That's why you evicted him. All right, cleaning fee. When he left, do you have an invoice for cleaning up after him when he left?
I do not have an invoice. Actually, the amount that was the $250 for cleaning was for his past place that he lived in. He asked me if I would help him move and clean this unit for him, and he would give me half of the deposit, which is $250. Unfortunately, the invoice that I gave him is conveniently missing.
Okay. Mr. Stewart.
Yes, ma'am.
When you moved out of your last residence and before you moved in with the plaintiff,
yes, ma'am.
Did you ask her to help you clean up that other unit so that you could get your security deposit back?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And did you tell her that you would give her half of the security deposit if she helped you clean?
I did. And
did you give it to her?
No, I did not.
And how much was the security deposit?
$500.
And who was the landlord?
Her name is Wen Lee.
Did she return your security deposit to you?
No, ma'am, she did not.
Did she return any part of it to you?
Yes, she did.
How much did she return?
She returned $180.
So he owes you half of that, which is $90. So you owe her $150 for rent and $90. So far, that's $240. Now you have a countersuit, Mr. Stewart.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have his television?
I do.
Why do you have his television?
He abandoned it.
Abandoned it?
He left it behind with a couple other things, several other things that he left out of pictures.
Okay. Do you want anything other than the television set, sir?
Yes, I mean, there's a...
Just a second. I just want to know if I... You just talk about the television set. She says she has other things that you left behind. If it's just the television set, I will direct that she return it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't tell me about spoons and knives and unused Charmin.
It's frivolous.
Frivolous. So your TV. Tell me why you left your TV.
I did not leave my TV there, Your Honor. I have the remote to the TV sitting back in my room here in California, and I bought it out here for the
Just tell me, do you want the TV? You have to get it. Do you understand?
Yes, I would like it.
You live in the same city?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Mm-hmm. 5 days from today, you go and pick up your TV. What else do you want?
Any other major items because TV...
TV, what are the major items?
I can't think of them.
Well, then I can't think of them either, sir. Yeah. This is your countersuit.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, there were things that were from May 1st until August, the night before I left, the next morning, that TV was gone.
Mr. Stewart, I just told you, you're getting your TV back.
Uh-huh.
Within 5 days, you'll make arrangements to go and get it in the company of an accompanying officer in case there's bad blood between you. And I don't want to get involved in any domestic problem. You're picking up an old television set. You have to tell me other major items that you have. Otherwise, she's going to get rid of everything. She's not going to hold on to anything of yours. Do you understand? So give me the items. I would know offhand what items, what big ticket items are left that I want. And if it's nothing, then it's nothing. And if it's a TV, it's a TV. Anything else you want to tell me?
As far as material goods, no, yes, just the TV.
Just the TV. Five days from today, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $240. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Just disrespect and just entitlement. Just no respect for me.
I'm not going to rip someone's microwave down off the wall.
What I asked him to do or my belongings in my home.
Nor am I going to rip the closet hangers and all that down.
I will never have another roommate.
I'm not saying she's trying to get a remodeled home, but the whole story is not being told.
Tough lesson to learn.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bellard versus Spring DeRovi. Step forward.
Christopher Bellard is suing painter Jeffrey Spring DeRovi for a refund for a painting job.
Mr. Bellard, you hired the defendant to paint your house. You came to an agreed purchase price, and you gave him half to start.
Yes, Your Honor.
It is your claim that he walked off the job without finishing the job, and you want your money back.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. DeRovi said that he had reason to walk off the job, that you created an atmosphere that frightened him, and he actually worked a substantial amount of time in the house. How much of the job did you complete before you left, Mr. DeRovi?
I would say approximately 70%.
Okay. How many rooms were you supposed to paint?
A total of, I believe, 12 or 13 rooms.
And when did you start working?
I started working on the 13th of March.
Do you work for someone else or do you own your own company?
It's my company.
Do you have any people who work for you?
Yes, ma'am, three.
And were the people who work for you there at the job?
All three spent some time on that job, yes.
What about you? Were you there every day?
Every day.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Tell me why you left the job, sir.
On the evening of the 18th, Mr. Bellard came to the residence, and he began to be aggressive.
Just tell me what he did. Don't.
He got in my face and yelled and cussed. And
what did he say?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Bellard says painter Jeffrey Spring DeRovi did a substandard job painting the interior of his home.
The people that were working with you at Mr. Bellard's house, had they worked for you before?
Yes, ma'am.
Before you walked off the job, did you take any photographs of the work that you had completed?
No, ma'am, I don't believe so.
Do you have any photographs, sir, to show me what work was completed?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. And I also have a video of what was the before the paint job also.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it the before?
No. The before is on the video.
What are these?
Those are pictures of the house. That was the discrepancies of the paint job. These are also
the main
pictures.
This is when he left?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
This is when he left the job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What color was he supposed to paint this room?
Yellow and blue, like it was painted. The trim is supposed to be white. All the trim and the closet is supposed to be painted white.
You were going to paint these closet doors white?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is what you're showing me, sir, that there's a smudge of what appears to be a greenish paint on the white?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you leave this like
this? It's very likely. I will say, though, that the trim was not painted yet, so that would have been painted.
So none of the trim was painted?
Correct.
In any of the rooms?
Yeah.
Correct.
Did you remove the plates before you painted them over?
We removed all the plates that hadn't previously been painted over.
No.
Ones that were already painted to match the bedroom by the previous painter, we left on and painted over. Any that were unpainted.
Why?
Because generally it's big to do to go through and remove the...
You have to remove two screws.
As well as cut around them and...
You have to remove two screws.
You're absolutely right.
Your Honor, they also painted over tape also. And one of the workers actually peeled off the tape, said, oh, you're right, I see. We did paint over tape. And he peeled it off the tape, and there it is, the paint behind the tape, which is the original color. They didn't prime.
Okay. What I want you to show me, Mr. Bellard, is as follows. Clearly, the job was not finished. But my question is, did he earn sufficient money to justify his retaining 50% of what he did?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
instead of taking a little bit of putty, and he just painted right over it, sir. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
In places where maybe they did try to fill it in, they left it with bumps, and they didn't either sand it out or make it look smooth. That's not professional.
You're absolutely right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Bellard says painter Jeffrey Spring DeRovey did a substandard job painting the interior of his home.
Well, let us assume that you weren't satisfied with the job. So you started the work on March 13th. And when did you leave?
The 18th of March.
So you worked the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Did you work for 5 days? Or
6 days, the 18th as well.
So you worked for 6 days. Was there a, I don't have my calendar.
Nobody was there working on Friday, Your Honor. When we went there to look at the house Friday, nobody was there.
So you worked for 5 days. Is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. And how long did you tell Mr. Bellard that this entire job would take?
Approximately 1 week.
No, it was a week and three days.
No, don't.
It's in the contract, Your Honor.
May I see it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I need for you, Mr. Bellard, is I assume that you had someone finish this job.
I was in the process, and that's why I called.
Process is not. We're now April, May, and almost finished with June. The question is, have you finished the job? The answer is no.
No. Your Honor, it's going to have to be done all over.
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that. And certainly some of the things that you want done are ridiculous.
That's why I brought my witness here, who's a professional painter. And
That's what he does, too. He's a professional painter. He may not have had some terrific people working for him. The question is, did he work and did he do $2,200 worth of work? Tell me why you left the job, sir.
On the evening of the 18th, around 8 o'clock or so, Mr. Bellard came to the residence. And I was there finishing up for the day, and he began to be aggressive.
Just tell me what he did.
He got in my face and yelled and cussed. And
what did he say?
We walked around the house, and he proceeded to point out a variety of different things that he was unhappy with. I tried to reason with him.
Well, what did you know? He said, I don't like this, and I don't like this, and this is...
You know, I didn't curse at all.
Shh. I don't like this, and I don't like this, and I don't like this. And you said...
I said, this is an unfinished job.
But now you're on the 18th, is what you
said.
And you indicated in your contract that you would be finished on the 17th.
Yes, ma'am.
But that doesn't look as if it's anywhere near finished.
That's correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You indicated in your contract that you would be finished on the 17th.
Yes, ma'am.
But that doesn't look as if it's anywhere near finished.
That's correct.
So that this contract was incorrect and it was your mistake.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so now you're supposed to be finished on the 17th. Clearly he's in no rush because he didn't have anybody else do it in the last 3.5 months. So he was complaining, and?
And I simply tried to reason with him, and...
Reason is a conclusion. What did you say to him?
I said some of the things that you were asking me are unreasonable.
And like what?
Like fixing discrepancies in a wall that would require a different process than painting, such as skim coating or doing more plaster repair.
Well, I see holes in there that were clearly, some were filled in, some were not filled in, some were painted, and not having been prepped for painting, clearly, by taking a little putty or spackle and spackling the holes in the walls where there have been picture frames. You could tell that that's what it is. And whatever painter you had there working there, instead of taking a little bit of putty, and he just painted right over it. Sir, do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Well, but that's what it looks like. And then in places where maybe they did try to fill it in, they left it with bumps and they didn't either sand it out or make it look smooth. That's not professional.
You're absolutely right.
Good. Well, that makes my life easier. Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,250. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You transferred some money from his bank to your bank.
He gave me permission.
Now, who's doubling down on deception?
She did this.
But you signed it.
She may have signed it.
Never, ever.
Judge Judy.
Seems fair. Wasn't a perfect job, definitely not an ideal situation on anyone's part.
It was very frustrating because I haven't moved into my new home yet.
But, you know, it comes down to my responsibility and came up short.
You know, he said I was on drugs and you must be high and all this stuff to think you're going to get your money back. And
The customer is always right.
You know, think you're going to get a quality job, so.
But, you know, like anything, you have to draw a line somewhere.